And for those of you who haven't quite had your fill of Irish music, and I know that's most of us, you're in for quite a treat. Earlier this week, we had an all-Irish music concert, and we were very sad that one of our performers had lost his voice, and we've been keeping him quiet. And nobody's talked to him. We've just sort of shunned him all week so that he would recover. And he doesn't talk much anyway, so it's all right. But he's come all the way from Dublin, Ireland, to be here. And we'd never be able to get to hear all we want of Frank Hart anyway. So it's extra nice to have him back out on the stage. And he's teaching Irish ballads this week in the Irish music and dance class. And so many of his songs relate so clearly to the Appalachian ballads in story, in tunes. The words are very similar. Some of them have come over almost untransformed. And those of you who have an interest in Appalachian ballads will perhaps even recognize some of the songs that Frank sings. So please welcome Frank Hart.
That's ginger ale. About 75% is working and the rest isn't. So again, I explain to people who may not know that I have no way of knowing whether I'm in the right key of a song until I hit the highest note. And then if I don't hit that note, I'm not in the right key. So I have to stop and start all over again. And people get terribly embarrassed by the whole situation and feel very sorry for me. And it's happened so often that it doesn't embarrass me anymore. So don't feel sorry for me, please. It'll be even more difficult without a full voice. Our tradition of singing, unlike what you heard earlier on, I envy the Americans to the variety of songs that they have within their tradition, and also the variety of ways in which they can present their songs. They have a lot of various instruments which they can adapt to singing. We have no tradition of that at home. Ours is solely an non-accompanied singing tradition. What you see with the boys in the pubs banging the guitars and that is not out of our tradition as such. It came with the ballad revival and is a relatively recent thing. So I'm afraid you're stuck with me without an accompaniment, trying to find the right key at the right time for the right song. So I'll sing a song, not as frightening as the fellow who had his conversation with death, but there is a tradition at home of songs, or in Europe generally, of songs called The Lover's Ghosts, where the lover makes a promise or vows to come back to me, see his beloved, and can't rest easy, etc., until that promise is fulfilled. This is a song called the Holland Handkerchief. It's well known throughout Europe, all the countries, and its version is in Ireland. And I'll try for a key. A wealthy squire lived in our town. He was a man of high renown. He had one daughter, a beauty bright, and the name he called her was his heart's delight. Well, many young men far to court her came, but none of them could her favour gain, till there came a lad of a low degree, and above them all she did fancy he. But when her father he came to know that this young man loved his daughter so, Over 50 miles he sent her away, all to deprive them of their wedding day. One night as she lay in her bedroom, her love he appeared from out of the gloom. He touched her hand and to her did say, "Arise, my darling, and come away." With her true love she got on behind, and they rode swifter than any wind. They rode all along for an hour or more, till he cried, "My darling, my head feels sore." A Holland handkerchief she then took out, and with it she wrapped his aching head about. She kissed his lips and these words did say, "My love, you are colder than any clay." They rode till they came to her father's gate. Get down, for 'tis getting late. Get down, and go into bed, and I'll see that your horse is both groomed and fed." And when she knocked at her father's hall, "Who's there, who's there?" her own father did call. "It is I, dearest father, did you send for me? By such a messenger and naming he. Oh no, dear daughter, that cannot be. Your words are false and you lie to me. For on yon far mountain your true love died, and in yon green meadow his body lies." Well, the truth did dawn on this maiden brave, and with her friend she exposed the grave, where lay her true love full 9 months end, with a Holland handkerchief around his hand. Woe to all parents, as I say still, who deprive true lovers of their own sweet will. For once their promises and vows they give, they can ne'er recall them back whilst they live. That's your pin. It's lovely singing songs like that when people listen to them, you know? And that's why it's nice singing outside of pubs, but singing at a place like this where people actually want to listen to songs. That's the pleasure of singing songs. I get as much pleasure out of singing them as some people seem to do out of listening to them. When the Irish came to America, a lot of them had instant success and sent money home. More came out. Some came and didn't meet with the same success. It's the unusual ballad that is interesting. There are so many ballads in praise of America and recommending that the rest of the people in Ireland at that time should also recommend, come out to America, the land of opportunity. But this is the unusual ballad which had man come out, met his own misfortune. Well, he didn't fancy it too much. So I'd sing this one instead of one of the others. You've heard a lot of the others. You may not have heard this one. This is one called "By the Hush Me Boys." It's a peculiar title, but it's a mix of Irish, which means "Be it a hust, my boys. Be it a hust, be quiet, or don't be it a hust. Just be quiet." And this is that. "Oh, by the hush, me boys, and that's to make no noise. And listen to poor Paddy's sad narration. For I was by hunger pressed and in poverty distressed, so I took a thought to leave this Irish nation. Here's you boys, do take my advice. To America I'd have yous not be coming. There is nothing here but war where the modern cannons roar, and I wish I was at home in dear old Erin. Well, I sold me horse and land, my little plot of land, my now. Well, I sold me horse and plough, my little pig and cow, my father's farm of land, and then I parted with my sweetheart Biddy McGee. I'm afraid I'll ne'er more see, for I left her there in Ireland broken-hearted. Here's you boys, do take my advice. To America I'd have yous not be coming. There is nothing here but war where the modern cannons roar, and I wish I was at home in dear old Erin. Then myself and 100 more to America sailed o'er. Our fortunes to be making, we were thinking. When we landed in Yankee land, they stuck a gun into our hand, saying, Paddy, you must go and fight for Lincoln. Here's you boys, do take my advice. To America I'd have yous not be coming. There is nothing here but war where the modern cannons roar, and I wish I was at home in dear old Erin. General Mahartua said, if you get shot or lose your head, every mother's son of you will get a pension. Now in the war I lost me leg, all I've now is a wooden peg. By my soul it is the truth to you I'll mention. And here's you boys, do take my advice. To America I'd have yous not be coming. There is nothing here but war where the modern cannons roar, and I wish I was at home in dear old Erin. Now I think myself in luck to be fed on Indian buck in old Ireland, the country I delight in. And to the devil I would say, God's curse on America, for in truth I've had enough of their hard fighting. Here's you boys, do take my advice. To America I'd have yous not be coming. There is nothing here but war where the modern cannons roar, and I wish I was at home in dear old Erin.
Oh, one again. Yeah. There's always a case of the jolly young ploughboy. I don't know why, but he seems to come into a lot of ballads. The ploughboy seemed to have something special for the women. And not. Maybe it's the way he walked behind a horse or something like that. Also, too, they seem to have fallen in love with women who were, as the ballad always says, above their station. So, generally, the father then contrived, another ballad word, contrived to get rid of the unwanted lover. And at that time, one of the best ways of getting rid of him was to have him pressed into the Navy or the Army and sent out to the front to be killed. How convenient. You know, it was, I suppose, an earlier form of contract, you know. And nobody better than the British Army to put out the contract, you know. This is one of the boys. A jolly young ploughboy was ploughing up the land with his horses all under a green shade. I was doing grand. A jolly young ploughboy was ploughing up the land with his horses all under a green shade. Well, he whistled a gay song as his horses jogged along. All his wishes was to wed a handsome maid, a handsome maid. All his wishes was to wed a handsome maid. When Bessie's cruel father, he came for to know that young Bessie, she was courting on the plain. Well, he sent a troop of soldiers for to press her love on board, and they sent him to the wars to be slain, to be slain. And they sent him to the wars to be slain. A suit of men's clothing she instantly put on, and she lined out her pockets with bright gold. And she marched up the street while the tears rolled down her cheeks, and she marched out like any soldier bold, soldier bold. And she marched out like any soldier bold. She came to the spot where her true love he did lie. To the captain she did instantly complain. I'm a poor distressed young maid looking out for my ploughboy, and they sent him to the wars to be slain, to be slain. And they sent him to the wars to be slain. She pulled out a purse of the very beaten gold, 500 bright guineas and more, and she freely laid it down all for her own ploughboy, and she rolled him in her arms to the shore, to the shore, and she rolled him in her arms to the shore. Oh, once like true lovers, when they do meet, they will drink and drown all sorrow and woe. They will sit and laugh and sing, and they'll cause the house to ring. All for joy she's got the young man she adored, she adored. All for joy she got the young man she adored. Thank you.
During the occupation of Ireland at the time, there were always campaigns going on to try and recruit Irishmen into the British Army. And they succeeded too, because most of the fighting was done by Irishmen. But in later years, the boys weren't so keen to go into the army. And you had a man who was despised in all ballads, really, was the recruiting sergeant, and he was always an object of derision. Nobody liked him. And this was one of them that used to stand in Dublin. His name was Sergeant William Bailey. Now, as I told somebody today, the Dublin songs are always terribly sarcastic, so you can expect the same again. Oh, Sergeant William Bailey was a man of high renown. Turtle-lurtle-lurtle-lurtle-loo. In search of gallant young recruits, he used to scour the town. Turtle-lurtle-lurtle-lurtle-loo. His face was full and swarthy, of medals he had 40, and ribbons on his chest red, white and blue. It was he who looked the hero, and he made the people stare, oh, as he stood on Dunphy's corner, turtle-loo. But alas for human greatness, every dog he has his day. Turtle, lurtle, 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 loo. And Sergeant William Bailey, he is getting old and grey. Toodle, oodle, 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 oo. No longer youths are willing to take his dirty shilling, and things for him are looking mighty blue. In spite of fife and drumming, no more recruits are coming for Sergeant William Bailey, toodle-oo. Oh, Sergeant William Bailey, what a wretched sight to see. Toodle, doodle, 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 doo. The back that once was firm and straight is almost bent in three. Toodle, doodle, 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 doo. Some rebel youths with placards has called his army blackguards and told the Irish youth just what to do. He has lost his occupation, let's sing in jubilation for Sergeant William Bailey, toodle-oo. I finish up with another emigrant song. This time, your man was more fortunate. And some of you know a chorus in this one. See, one thing I learned in America, at home, we've no choruses to sing. And Americans love to sing choruses. Jeez, they come. And they're mad. And there's a crowd sitting there at the moment, and they're just mad to sing choruses. What's the chorus of the Rambler? The chorus now. Right, tan, tan, then I like a key. Wait, don't come in until I get the right key, for God's sake. Right, tan, tan, na, na, tan, tan, na, na. Will we make that one? Right, tan, tan, da, no, ran, da, na, di. Right, tan, tan, da, na, tan, tan, da, na. Right, tan, tan, da, no, ran, da, na. Do I need to come down? Right hand, no, we'll try. I'll try it. If you can come in, well. I am a rambling Irishman. In Ulster I was born in, and many's the pleasant hour I spent on the banks of sweet Loch Earn. For to live poor I could not endure, like others of my station. To America I sail away and quit this Irish nation. Right, tan tan da na, tan tan da na. Right, tan tan da no, ran da na. And the night before I sailed away, I spent it with my darling from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till the break of day next morning. And when that we were going to leave, we linked in others' arms. Well, you may be sure and very sure it wounded both our charms. Right, tan tan da na, tan tan da na. Right, tan tan da do ran da na. And the very first night we spent on board, I dreamed about my Nancy. I dreamed I held her in my arms, and well, she pleased my fancy. But when I woke out of my dream, I found my bosom empty. Well, you may be sure and very sure that I lay discontented right. Tan tan da na, tan tan da na. Right and tandoor and andy. And when we arrived at the other side, we were both stout and healthy. We cast our anchor in the bay, going down to Philadelphia. So let every lance link with her land, blue jacket and white trousers, and let every lad link with his lass, blue petticoat and white flounces. Right, tan tan da na, tan tan da na. Right and tan da no ran tan andy. Right and tan da na, tan tan da na. Right and tan da no ran tan andy. Thanks very much.
Next, we're going to bring out some folks who were out here before to play. And I don't know if they'd want me to tell you this or not, but they've been playing in this state under the name of the Stove Stokers, which I think...
Ready to go.
Right. If any of you have ever spent a winter in West Virginia, you'll understand the name of that group. Let's bring back Dwight Diller, Jerry Mills, and Michael Klein.
Nice to get under these lights and get warmed up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it was wonderful having Frank Hart get his voice back. Really appreciate you, Frank.
We ask Dwight to come up for the start of our set and play a couple of old-time tunes with us. And this first one is one we got from Burl Hammonds called The Falls of Richmond. Thank you. fine fiddler in West Virginia, lived down in Calhoun County, and died, I believe, about 10 years ago. His name was Emery Bailey. Several West Virginia fiddlers play an old tune called Camp Chase, which has quite a long story behind it, which a lot of you fiddlers have probably heard. But I got to hear a tape of Emery Bailey play. I never got to hear him in person. And he played a real fine version of Camp Chase, so we're going to try that one for you.
The original.
Lord have mercy, where would we be without that Dwight Diller? I'll tell you. He's not only a great teacher, but he's in my mind, a kind of a pioneer in all the areas of folk life and old-time music studies and that I'm interested in. I know that. I look up to you a lot, Dwight. Appreciate you being here. One of my best friends is Maggie Hammonds, and I like to go see her a lot. And she's like a lot of old-time people, singers, in that just about the time you think you've heard most of her songs, she'll come out with a whole bunch of new ones, or old ones, I mean, but new to me. And so I like to... When I hear a song, a real old song from her, I like to learn. I learn it, and then I go back and sing it to her. And that's kind of a invitation to her to sing another one, another old one. So that they just keep coming out in dribs and drabs, just the way you like to hear them. And I'm going to try one now I learned from her this year called Dan Do.
It's a song about a sheep. Sort of, and we're going to follow that with a fiddle tune about a sheep called...
Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you about the sheep set. Jerry said to me yesterday, you know what, we're going to do a sheep set tomorrow night. I said, we aren't. Yeah, he said, yeah. He just got a great big new lamb. It's a ram lamb, a buck lamb. It's great big. It's as big as a work pony. What did you say, tell me it weighed when you brought it home?
About 260.
I mean, it's, you can't imagine. You've never seen anything as big with, this is dedicated to Jerry's new lamb. If I can find the key for this. There was an old man lived in the West, dan do, dan do. There was an old man lived in the West, give me Tom Clancy Klingo. There was an old man lived in the West, and he had an old woman, and it was none of the best, with the hare and the bear and the kitty eye, Nicky eye, gritty eye, Tom, Timmy, Timmy, Glass Klingo. Well, this old man come in from the plow, dan do, dan do. This old man come in from the plow, give me Tom Clancy Klingo. This old man come in from the plow, and his hay old woman is dinner ready now, with the hare and the bear and the kitty eye, Nicky eye, quitty eye, Tom, Timmy, Timmy, Clancy Klingo. There's a piece of stale bread laying on the shelf, dan do, dan do. There's a piece of stale bread laying on the shelf, give me Tom Clancy Klingo. There's a piece of stale bread laying on the shelf, if you get any more, you'll get it yourself, with the hare and the bear and the kitty eye, Nicky eye, quitty eye, Tom, Timmy, Timmy, Clancy Klingo. Well, he went out to his sheepfold, dan do, dan do. He went out to his sheepfold, give me Tom Clancy Klingo. He went out to his sheepfold in the best old weather. Well, he hung it on a pole with the hare and the bear and the kitty eye, Nicky eye, quitty eye, Tom, Timmy, Timmy, Clancy Klingo. Well, he hung that weather on two little pins, dan do, dan do. He hung that weather on two little pins, give me Tom Clancy Klingo. He hung that weather on two little pins, in one or two rigs he had it skinned, with the hare and the bear and the kitty eye, Nicky eye, quitty eye, Tom, Timmy, Timmy, Clancy Klingo. Gonna tell my people and all my kin, dan do, dan do. Gonna tell my people and all my kin, give me Tom Clancy Klingo. Gonna tell my people and all my kin, that I have dressed that weather skin, with the hare and the bear and the kitty eye, Nicky eye, quitty eye, Tom, Timmy, Timmy, Clancy Klingo. Well, he wrapped that weather skin around the old woman's back, dan do, dan do. He wrapped that weather skin around the old woman's back, give me Tom Clancy Klingo. He wrapped that weather skin around the old woman's back, and the two little sticks went a whickety whack, with the hare and the bear and the kitty eye, Nicky eye, quitty eye, Tom, Timmy, Timmy, Clancy Klingo. Thank you.
One thing I like about the old songs, like the songs that Frank was singing and the songs Dwight sang, is they're about all lots of different kinds of topics. As compared to, say, the modern pop and country songs that seem to be about 95% about the same thing. There's a lot of good old love songs in the old ballads too, and it seems like when you do run across them, they don't. It's not the biggest part of the topics that the songs take up. But I learned a real nice old sad love song from an old friend I'm sure a lot of you folks here tonight knew, and that was Currence Hammonds from down in Huttonsville. And I'll try to do that one for you. It's called The Charming Beauty Bright. Let me achieve that. It's once I courted a charming beauty bride. I placed on her my own heart's delight. I courted her for love, and love we did attain. Do you think it any reason to sigh or complain? But when her cruel parents came for to know that I and my true love away were bound to go, they locked her in a chair, they bound her so severe that it was the last sight that I had of my dear. It's way to the army I'm going to go, to see if I can forget my true love there or no. But it's when I got there, the army shone so bright, that it put me in fresh mind of my own heart's delight. For 7 long years